With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. She was speaking at a town hall forum in Minneapolis yesterday when a man rushed up and sprayed Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar with some kind of substance. We don't know what it was.
The spraying happened as Omar called for the abolishment of ICE. Police say the man sprayed Omar with a syringe. He was tackled to the ground, and Omar said she would continue with the town hall and would not be intimidated. Police identify the man as 55-year-old Anthony Kazmierczak.
And correspondent Donna Warder says we don't know his story. Also, no one had any visible reaction to whatever it was that was sprayed. Employee layoffs in the news this morning. E-commerce giant Amazon pink slipping 16,000 employees after laying off 14,000 just a few months ago. And UPS trimming its workforce by 30,000.
The job cuts will be made through voluntary buyout offers for full-time drivers and through attrition. In a regulatory filing in October, UPS said that it had already cut 34,000 operational positions and closed 93 buildings during the first 9 months of 2025. The company also says it is officially retiring its fleet of McDonnell Douglas MD-11 cargo planes after a deadly crash in Louisville, Kentucky that killed the crew and at least a dozen people on the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he is not on board with calls for the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Democrats and some Republicans say that in light of the unrest in Minneapolis, Noem should go. President Trump says no to that. What will the Fed do about interest rates? We'll find out later today. Most economists think the policymakers will keep rates right where they are. This is SRN News. New York City will get two new abortion clinics.
Democratic Mayor Zoran Mamdani says he's partnering with NYC Health and Metro Plus Health to open a pair of new facilities that will cater to the, quote, reproductive health needs of teens and young adults. In New York, reproductive health generally encompasses abortion, be it surgical or via drugs, and in some cases, transgender procedures as well. Mamdani casts himself as a vigorous supporter of abortion and has vowed to expand it in the city. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new report from the Pew Research Center, about 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. Another 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew that they are raising their youngsters in a very religious household. And another 34% say their home is somewhat religious in nature. This is SRN News. The coach with the most Lombardi trophies, not heading to Canton just yet.
Six-time Super Bowl champion head coach Bill Belichick did not get voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. Citing four unidentified sources, ESPN said Belichick didn't receive the necessary 40 votes from the 50-person panel of media members and other Hall of Famers. ESPN said the longtime New England Patriots coach received a call from the Hall of Fame last Friday with the news. The Hall of Fame class of 2026 will be announced at NFL Honors in San Francisco on February 5th. I'm Gethin Coolball.
A Texas man faces execution for fatally shooting his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend almost 27 years ago in suburban Houston. Charles Thompson set to receive a lethal injection this evening at the state pen in Huntsville. More details, SRNnews.com.